Milwaukee's Catholic Archdiocese says it wants its priests and deacons to live by or return to the holy and virtuous lifestyle they pledged they'd live. So Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan has apparently set a national precedent for the church. He's put into writing various policies to monitor clergy that the archdiocese suspects or knows are engaging in what the church calls inappropriate behavior. The bad actions include sexual conduct and abusing alcohol or drugs. Depending on the strength of the suspicions, a church official could go unannounced to a priest's home and search the premises day or night. But Archdiocese spokesperson Kathleen Hull says clergy would know their homes might be searched.
Our protocol was developed after a model used for probation and protocols that are in place for sexual offenders, and it's one possible restriction that may be used depending on the specific set of circumstances in each situation.
Hull says other monitoring steps might be a weekly phone call from the Archdiocese or a regular meeting. Even though the Archdiocese has a priest shortage, Hull says the church thinks having a clear behavior policy might attract more people than chase away. But Marquette University moral theology professor Daniel McGuire says the policy may antagonize many good current priests.
The policy of having to, the only way that priests can be controlled is by investigations, however notified in advance, is a clear act of distrust. And I feel that the priests of the diocese have been grossly insulted by this, and I think it's a scandal for the Roman Catholic Church.
McGuire says priests should be allowed to fall in love and engage in sexual relations with other adults, but he's not optimistic Catholic cardinals will choose a new pope that allows that behavior. A priest group in Milwaukee declined comment, but plans to meet with archdiocese officials later this month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.